This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. This recording is by Mark Smith of Simpsonville, South Carolina. Uncle Remus by Joel Chandler Harris. Chapter 11. Mr. Wolf Makes a Failure.
"Ale yo ma da company," said Uncle Remus, as the little boy entered the old man's door with a huge piece of mince pie in his hand. "And if she ain't got company, then she done gone and dropped the cupboard key somewheres where you done run up with it."
"Well, I saw the pie lying there, Uncle Remus, and I just thought I'd fetch it out to you."
"To be sure, honey," replied the old man, regarding the child with admiration. "To be sure, honey. That changes matters. Christmas doings is outer date, and they ain't got no business laying round loose. This year pie," Uncle Remus continued, holding it up and measuring it with an experienced eye, "will give us strength fer to pursue on atter Brer Fox and Brer Rabbit and the other creatures what they roped in along with 'em."
Here the old man paused and proceeded to demolish the pie, a feat accomplished in a very short time. Then he wiped the crumbs from his beard and began.
"Brer Fox feels so bad, and he gets so mad about Brer Rabbit that he dunno know what to do, and he look mighty downhearted. By and by, one day, whiles he was going along the road, old Brer Wolf come up with him. When they done howdying and axin' atter one another's family connection, Brer Wolf, he 'low, he did, that there was something wrong with Brer Fox. And Brer Fox, he 'lowed there weren't. And he went on and laugh and make great to-do, 'cause Brer Wolf looked like he suspicioned something. But Brer Wolf, he got mighty long head, and he sort of broached round Brer Rabbit's carryings on. 'Cause the way that Brer Rabbit see Brer Fox done got to be the talk of the neighborhood. Then Brer Fox and Brer Wolf, they sort of palavered on, they did. 'Twill by and by, Brer Wolf he up and say that he done got plan fixed for to trap Brer Rabbit. And Brer Fox say how. Then Brer Wolf up and tell him that the way for to get the trap on old Brer Rabbit was to get him in Brer Fox's house. Brer Fox done know Brer Rabbit of old, and he know that sort of game done Wolf to a frazzle. But Brer Wolf, he talk mighty persuadin'. 'How you gwine to get him there?' said Brer Fox, says he. 'Fool him dar,' says Brer Wolf, says he. 'You gwine to do to fool him?' says Brer Fox, says he. 'I'll do the foolin', says Brer Wolf, says he, 'if you do the gamin', says he. 'How you gwine to do it?' says Brer Fox, says he. 'You run long home and get on the bed and make like you dead. And don't you say nothing till Brer Rabbit come and put his hands onto you,' says Brer Wolf, says he. 'And if we don't get him for supper, Joe's dead and Sal's a widder,' says he." This looked like mighty nice game, and Brer Fox agreed. So then he amble off home, and Brer Wolf, he march off to Brer Rabbit's house. When he got dar, it looked like nobody at home. But Brer Wolf, he walk up and knock on the door. Bam! Bam! Nobody come. Then he lam a loose and knock again. Blim! Blim! "Who dar?" says Brer Rabbit, says he. "Friend," says Brer Wolf.
"Too many friends spoils the dinner," says Brer Rabbit, says he. "Which one's this?" says he.
"I fetch bad news, Brer Rabbit," says Brer Wolf, says he.
"Bad news is soon told," says Brer Rabbit, says he. By this time, Brer Rabbit done come to the door with his head tied up in a red handkerchief.
Brer Fox died this morning, said Brer Wolf, says he.
Wear your mourning gown, Brer Wolf, says Brer Rabbit, says he.
One after it now, says Brer Wolf, says he. I just called by fur to bring the news. I went down Brer Fox's house a little bit ago, and there I found him stiff, says he.
Then Brer Wolf lope off. Brer Rabbit sought down and scratch his head, he did. And by and by, he say to himself that he believe he sort of drapped round by Brer Fox's house fur to see how the land lay. No sooner said than done. Up he jumped, and out he went. When Brer Rabbit got close to Brer Fox's house, all looked lonesome. Then he went up nigher. Nobody stirring. Then he looked in, and dar lay Brer Fox stretched out on the bed just as big as life. Then Brer Rabbit make like he talking to himself. Nobody round fur to look at a Brer Fox. Not even Brer Tucky Buzzard ain't come fur the funeral, says he. I hope Brer Fox ain't dead. Well, but I spec he is, says he. Even down to Brer Wolf done gone and left him. It's the busy season with me, but I'll sit up with him. He seemed like dead. Yet he mayn't be, says Brer Rabbit, says he. When a man go to see the dead folks always raise up the behind legs and hollers, Wahoo, says he. Brer Fox, he lay still. Brer Rabbit, he talk a little louder. Mighty funny. Brer Fox look like he dead, yet he don't do like he dead. Dead folks has to behind leg and hollers, Wahoo, when a man come to see him, says Brer Rabbit, says he. Sure enough, Brer Fox lift up the foot and holler, Wahoo, and Brer Rabbit, he tear out of the house like the dogs was after him. Brer Wolf, mighty smart, but next time you hear from him, honey, he'll be in trouble. You just hold your breath and wait. End of chapter.